This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A medical charity today is set to announce they've sold royalty rights to a powerful new drug it funded and helped develop. That's according to the New York Times today. The payout, $3.3 billion, is 20 times last year's budget at the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, and it dwarfs the money the nonprofit originally gave toward the development of the drug. I asked Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein from our health desk at WHYY to look into this. Dan, it says the most money a nonprofit has ever received in this type of arrangement.
This is an interesting kind of thorny story. Certainly this money can fund more research, which is important. While life expectancy for people with the disease has nearly doubled since 1980, and this drug is the first to treat the underlying cause, it's expected to only help a sliver of patients. What makes this controversial is the cost, which is about $300,000 a year.
A year for a drug that is a great help to patients with this excruciating condition. But some are asking if the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation might have pushed harder to lower the price of the medicine if they were not getting the royalty payments.
Yeah, that's certainly part of the dilemma here. The Times cites the foundation saying it has no control over the price and points out that this money will only help accelerate research. Apparently, some sort of endowment's going to be created. What this story really tells us, though, is that we're seeing part of a broader trend here, sometimes called venture philanthropy. On one hand, it makes perfect sense the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation or the Multiple Sclerosis Society is pouring money into research. You know, and if they can get a cut, then they want to. But this is new and sort of different, and thinking about a charity making money is a little strange. Here's the thing. The accountability comes if and when people who are sick can't get care while those nonprofits are reaping up big windfalls.
All right. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein. Thank you very much.